Welcome to the Kimberly Wenya podcast. I'm Kimberly, your host, manifestation and mindset mentor. Here, we talk all things contemporary manifestation for the modern woman looking to align her life with her wildest dreams. We talk energy, money, the universe, love and relationships, and more. Each episode holds golden tools, heart-led concepts, and universal principles to help you rise to your full potential. Get ready to embody a brand new version of you. Ready? Let's dive in. Hi, girls, and welcome back to the Kimberly Wenya podcast. Today, I have a beautiful, I feel like we're having a deeper energy today, kind of like chill, laid back, partly maybe because I had too many glasses of wine last night and I'm feeling a little like slower today, you know what I mean? I'm just like any other girl, I like to have fun, I like to also have some drinks, and sometimes you can get a little bit carried away. Just prove that I'm literally like the average modern girl. Anyways, I'm really excited for you girls to listen to this live that I did on Instagram that has a key money principle that I've coined myself. I haven't heard anyone speak about it in this way, and I really hope that it serves you girls, because I've never heard about anyone talk about it in a way that I understand that really is grounded in a deep universal law. So when you're listening to this, really take note, and really, you might even want to listen to it twice, especially the beginning where I'm talking about the universal law that you'll hear. I talk about order and disorder. And like I say later on, this is something I cover deeper in the Manifestation Collective, but I wanted to give you girls a sneak peek of the incredible universal laws that we really do speak about, and that when you understand them, you understand how to win the game of life. So if you are a girl who, let me tell you, have you ever been in this situation where you're like, okay, I really want to buy this beautiful jumper, or I really want to spend money on this dinner, this lush dinner, but I should save money, so I'm not going to go out. And you kind of think that you're saving money because you're not really doing this thing, but truly, deep down in your heart, you really feel so called towards it. And then before you know it, a bill shows up. Or before you know it, you get a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, and things are taking up your money. This isn't just happening by chance. In fact, there's a law that actually explains this, a universal law. So I'm going to tell you girls all about it in today's episode. But before we get into it, I'm so excited because tomorrow I'm starting this beautiful 12-week journey with women who are truly ready to take their business to the next level. Whether that looks like hitting 10K months, 20K months, truly stepping into the unapologetic abundance that we all deserve. Now, something I want to let you girls know is that this round that I'm holding that begins literally tomorrow, I am limiting to a very small and intimate group. And the reason being is because I really want our first round to be deep and for me to be able to really understand each and every single girl's journeys. So we literally only have one or two spots left, but it is not too late to come and join us. We are going to be talking so many things about money principles, abundance, shifting your money mindset, energetically opening up your heart to receiving money so that money just becomes an extension of you living and breathing. We are going to be living out this beautiful energy and transformation. And what I love about this mentorship as well is that I am doing the work. Whilst we are on this journey for the next 12 weeks, anything that I do as a ritual or something that I unlock for myself, because I'm literally living and breathing what I'm teaching you girls, I can share with you directly. So I love this because it's something that we're doing together. This is not just me sitting at a whiteboard teaching you what to do. I am integrating, I am literally walking my talk, and anything else that I unlock for myself, I immediately share it with you girls. So we are on this journey together. If you are really pulled towards this and you're interested, but you feel like the money is a little bit of a stretch, we also have a longer payment plan available for our June round, but that's only going to be for a limited amount of time. So make sure just to either email me or direct message me at Kimberly Wenya, and we can organize that for you. Another little announcement, girls, is that if you love this episode talking about money principles and universal laws around it and the energetics of money, you will also love Manifestation Monthly because we already have masterclasses within our membership site that focus on money mindset. And so you can join that literally for the cost of a night out and be working on your beautiful money mindset and shifting your energy so that you can attract it even when you're not working. You can just head to manifestationmonthly.com or just head to the link in my Instagram bio. Anyways, girls, enjoy this episode and I will see you on the other side. Hi, girls, and welcome to another live. I'm so excited for us to talk all about money today and specifically something that is going to save you a lot of money if you truly understand this principle. So I'm going to be talking about KW's money principles, how to stop manifesting bills and things taking up your money. So welcome to a chill Sunday chat with KW. I'm so excited for us to go through this. Hey, Katie. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Rosemary. Hey, everyone. Okay, so when it comes to money, there's something really, really important that I want to bring up. And that's also if I can bring up my notes that I wrote down. But what you need to understand is that this is a law that I have coined myself. I haven't heard anyone talk about it this way, but it's a way that I understand money and it's a way that I think is really, really important to help you make the most of the abundance that you already have and call in more. So I'm going to read it out to you because I've written it down. And this is the principle. Are you ready for it? When you don't spend your money in the way that you like, that honors the order versus disorder, then it will be spent in honor of disorder. Now, you might be a little bit confused. You're like, what are you talking about? Order, disorder. Now, this is something that I cover more in the Manifestation Collective, which is like the 6-week program that I teach girls how to create, plan, and manifest and realize your dream life. But one of the things that you need to understand is everything happens in duality in the world. You can have poverty, but you can have wealth. You're going to have two sides to everything. And so even when it comes to you creating your dream life, the most universal law is that there is order and disorder as well. And for me, my understanding of order is the dream life that I want to create. And disorder is like everything not happening your way. So when we are wanting to manifest our dream lives, we want to create order in our life. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to you spending your money, and when it comes to you actually using it to help you create your dream life, if you feel called to spend your money in a certain way, maybe it's like you want to buy a dress, or maybe you want to buy a movie ticket, something as small as that, or it could be that you want to invest with a coach, or you want to start to learn more about your field and go to university or whatever. Let's just say you feel called to spend in a certain way. If you feel called to spend that way and you actually choose not to because your brain is telling you no, it's a lot of money, or your fears are saying don't spend your money that way, then what ends up happening is if you don't choose to spend money in that ordered way, as in towards the place that you want to, that money is going to be taken into the most disordered form. So what that means is that, let's just say, And I've got a story that I actually want to share with you girls, because I spoke to one of my gorgeous clients today. She's worked with me before and she's going to continue to work with me. And this is like the prime example of this money law in the works. Okay. So what I mean by this is, let's just say that you want to work with a specific coach and you know that it's a couple thousand dollars and you know that it would be a big investment. And so you tell yourself, you know what? It's a really big investment. I'm not going to put my money there. Right. Yet everything about your heart is like curious about it. Everything about your heart is like, but what if you did spend your money towards that coach? What if you did spend your money on that thing that you're feeling so intuitively pulled towards, right? But let's just say that your fears are coming up and your mind is talking through, like, and you can hear it so loudly, and so you choose not to. What ends up happening is chaos occurs, disorder occurs, and that money, even though it felt like you were saving it at the time because you weren't going to spend it with that coach, or you weren't going to spend it on that dress or that bag or going out on that trip or going on holiday, that money that you felt so called to use towards that area that you thought you were saving still gets used, and it gets used in probably the most painful way ever, in the most disordered way ever. Okay, you girls know I love talking about duality. reality. And this is why this principle is so important. And so many people don't know about this, or so many people aren't sure how to apply it into their own lives. And so here's the thing. When you are feeling called to spend money on you for you, whether that is going on a trip like I am going tomorrow, like I've literally booked a little cottage in the middle of this forest and I'm going to take my dog because it's dog friendly, and I felt so called to spend some money on doing that for me, to rejuvenate myself, to get inspired, to work from there, to be surrounded by nature, that's amazing. But if some part of me was like, no, save your money, Kimberly, and I go against my intuition, I go against my heart, and I save that money, right, with quotation marks, what could end up happening is something terrible could happen, such as my fridge breaking down or my computer not working anymore, and that money could be taken away to actually repair that thing that broke down. So here's the thing. I was speaking to one of my gorgeous girls who I've worked with before. I'm just going to keep her anonymous just because. And basically, I said to her, hey girl, how are you going, etc. And she ended up telling me this story. Hey Tina, hey Summer, hey Trish, hey girls. She ended up telling me that, because she had wanted to work with me privately a few months ago. And I had mentioned this law to her because she was like, oh, I'm not sure if this is the right thing for me. So I helped her out by just sharing a law that I live by, which is that when you don't spend your money in the most ordered and heart aligned way, because your mind is telling you not to, or you listen to that fear instead, that money's still going to be used, but in a disordered form. So I let her know. And I actually spoke to her today, and she said to me, oh my goodness, Kimberly. She said, after I chose not to work with you, my car hit a deer. And she said, and you know what? I had to pay for, when you hit a deer, that's like a lot of money that you've got to pay to restore the car. And she said, but not only that, the next day I hit a deer, like she repaired it again. And I don't know whether it was the next day. She said she repaired her car and she hit another deer. So she hit two deers with her car after we had had this conversation, that when you feel called to spend in a way, or when you feel drawn towards an investment, and you don't make it, that money is still going to be used up, but in a disordered form. So this is crazy, girls, because it means that just because you feel that you're saving money doesn't mean that you're being abundant. Just because you feel like, oh, let me save this money for another time, isn't the most abundant answer necessarily. I think it's always going to be about balance. You always have to make the most aligned and balanced decision. But if you are saving for the sake of saving, it can end up being hoarding. And when you hoard money, it doesn't stay with you because you're in a lack mentality. And if you hoard money because you think that more isn't coming, then you're in the vibration and the frequency and feeling that more isn't coming. And what's going to happen? You're either going to manifest the money that you do have leaving you, or you're going to manifest something not occurring, as in like you don't get the promotion, or you don't get that job, or you don't get the client. So girls, open up your heart and just understand that money is a flow, okay? I talk about duality. I'm going to say this for the third time today. That means that when you're manifesting money, it doesn't just come in. That's just a one street story. That's just a one way road. It's a two way street. So that means that when you want to create abundance, you need to be smart about how it goes out and how it comes in. Not just about how it comes in, but also how you spend it. So when you're going about your daily life today, okay, this is so important. When you're going about your daily life and you're looking at things and you're thinking, should I spend on this or should I spend on that? Ask yourself, is this aligned with my heart? Is this aligned with my intuition? Because if you spend your money in the ways that are the most abundant for you, and you feel so called to it, you feel expansive, you feel inspired by that thing, then you're going to actually manifest ways for more money to come to you. So like I said before, when you are wanting to create abundance, you need to be smart about how it's coming in by working in your business, by creating a career for yourself, by showing up, by taking action, by, using manifestation so you're harnessing the power of the universe. But you also need to be mindful of how it comes out as well. So you can't just expect for money to only come in and never spend. But when you're spending, you also need to make sure you're spending in alignment, and that you're spending with, objects or things or coaches or relationships or whatever. You're spending in a way that is expansive to you, okay? Hey girl, so I'm just here to drop a little love on a free class that I have created just for you. Have you ever wondered why your manifestation hasn't come true just yet? Maybe you've tried everything, the journaling, the visualizing, the feeling, but you still can't understand why it's not working. If this is you, I hear you. This is exactly why I created the Truth About Manifestation 13 Reasons Why Your Manifestation Hasn't Come True free masterclass. Just a little quick tip, screenshot the slides as you go so that you can refer back to them later. To join, just head to the show notes and the link will be there waiting for you. Okay, let's get back into the episode. So something that, let's make this practical because I always love to make it as practical as possible, and there's no point talking about these universal laws or universal concepts without understanding how to input it into your life. So one thing I want you to start doing is start to make little changes in your daily life where you are asking yourself, okay, even when I'm buying this tea, even when I'm buying this loaf of bread or whatever, let's just say you're doing a grocery shop, you need to ask yourself, do I intuitively feel called that this brand is the right brand? Or do I intuitively feel called to buy blueberries or raspberries? Or do I feel intuitively called to buy this milk or this milk? Like really start to get into that mindset where you're connecting energetically even to your groceries. Because if you can do that with groceries, you can do that with large scale purchases, a house, rental agreements, or a car, things like that. But it starts small, okay? It has to start where you are now. So ask yourself, make sure that you feel energetically connected to the things that you are purchasing. And like I said, if you feel called to, whether that is buy a book or go to a seminar or work with someone, make sure that you really do ask yourself, is this actually aligned with me? Because if I don't spend here because I think I'm saving the money is going to go somewhere else and probably in a way that I don't want it to. So this is something that is so important. And over the last couple of weeks, you girls have heard me talk about different programs that I've been running, like the Abundance Club, which literally begins tomorrow. And I'm so excited for it. And I have received so many girls who have been interested in it. Some of them are all in, some of them have signed up for the June round, which has longer payment plans. And here's the thing, many people though know that they are feeling called towards working with someone, whether it's me or someone else. You know that there's a mentor that you want to work with. And the one thing that I think is so important is that you keep this in mind, because it's like a double loss. When you don't listen to your heart and when you don't spend where it's aligned, not only do you lose your money because it's going to be used in some way where maybe you hit a deer, such as the client that I spoke about, but you will also lose time. And time is the most unrenewable resource that we have on the planet. Like everyone has a limited amount of time. And so not only do you lose your money, but you lose the time that you could have spent working with someone, collapsing time, getting to your dream life faster. So girls, I'm telling you this because I'm so passionate about it, because this is one of the things, one of the money principles that I had to master to be where I am now, to create the life that I wanted. And this is something that I think you really need to think about. And so if you are someone who has heard me talk about either the Manifestation Collective or the Abundance Club and you've wanted to work with KW, but some part of you has been like, oh, it's a big investment and I don't want to spend my money there because I might be saving it. Trust me when I say, if you don't spend when it feels aligned, it would be heartbreaking, even more so, for that money to just go into a parking ticket or for that money to go away through, you know, injuring your car or your car being injured or things like that. So trust me when I say, listen to your heart, because honestly, if something feels expansive, it means that it's on the path of least resistance towards you creating your dream life. Summer says, thank you, girl. Oh, you're so welcome. So girls, let me just do a shameless plug right here. Tomorrow we are starting the Abundance Club. And if you loved what I've spoken about today, where it is real, solid, universal laws, things that, you know, no other person I know speaks about in a modern girl way and in a very deep and grounded way. I study this, you guys. Like, I have been studying universal laws. I got 2 bachelor degrees of science, but I'm also a modern girl. I love wearing tank tops. I love, as you can see, like in the background, I have this pampas grass. Like, I'm a modern girl. And I make it modern, and we talk about it in terms of energy and strategy, and it's so cozy, you guys. Like every single day we have the beautiful voice chat, and that's where I'm literally gonna be in your ear, kind of like spy mode. I'm going to be in your ear literally telling you girls these beautiful principles like this. And if there's anything that comes up for you during the 12 weeks that we work together, that's where we mastermind it. That's where I'm literally just a voice message away to help you bust through that ceiling, bust through to your next level. And so there are so many girls I know who are watching this right now or who are listening to this right now who are in business. And I really want you to ask yourself, where could you be a year from now if you worked with someone who is where you want to be? Or where could you be if you had the guidance just a voice message away? Or where could you be if you finally took the leap? And like I said, if there's any of those fears of like, oh, you know, I do feel called to this, but I'd rather save the money, just be aware that if you are feeling called and you don't actually let that money go and let it go in the outflow in a way that feels good to you, it will still go out just in a way that doesn't feel good to you. So this is so important. So if you are interested and you would love to know more about the Runners Club, it's not too late. We begin tomorrow and it's going to be incredible because I'm going to be starting the entire mentorship from the cottage that I just told you girls about. So we have very limited spots because I'm keeping it super intimate. I want every girl in this round that's going to happen right now, this might change in the future, but in this round that we're doing right now that begins tomorrow, I want everyone to feel like they are really well supported to the point where it almost feels like you're being one-on-one coached by me, and you're going to have a lot of attention there. So if you are interested, just send me a direct message. Or you can also head to the link in my bio as well. It's all there for you. But the number one thing is, if you want to make sure that it's the right fit, then just send me a message on Instagram, just at Kimberly Wenya. But girls, this is such an important principle that I wish I knew earlier, that I could have just started to take more action in that way. And the other thing that I always remember is, money is something that's renewable. You are so powerful. You are a creator. That means that you can create abundance. You can create money, but you can't create time. That's the only thing. So girls, I hope that this serves you. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. This is a KW Money principle, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I will speak to you so soon. Bye. Okay, girls, I hope that you really loved this golden nugget. Like I said, if you are interested at all in working with myself on your business, on your mindset, and on all things that are going to create a ripple effect on you creating your dream life, we have a few last spots left for you to come and join me in the Abundance Club, whether that is in the next round, and we have more spots available for the June round. But let me just say one thing. If you are a girl who is in business and you know that you desire to do better, and you know that if you could just be in the energy of somebody who is achieving it, and maybe you haven't actually let yourself think, what if I actually did take the leap? What if I actually did work with someone who could help me? Because let me tell you, there have been times where I didn't even think to myself, what if I actually hired somebody? Or what if I worked with a coach? And as soon as I just flipped that mindset and I became open to working with someone and seeing the best case scenario happen out of that, I realized that this thing that I'm feeling called towards could really change my life. And I'll be honest with you girls, like for every coach that I hired or anything that I jumped into, it never really felt 100% right. Because if it did, then it would have been an easy yes. But it was about maybe, you know, anywhere between 70 to 90% that it felt aligned. And the rest of that percentage came from my decision to take action, came from my decision to create my dream life. So it's a big misconception to think that when you get into business or when you want to succeed, you're going to feel like when you want to take that next step, it's going to be easy and it's just going to be a hell yes. But sometimes you need to also decide, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to seek help and collapse time, or are you going to wait? Are you going to stay in your comfort zone? Nothing happens in your comfort zone, girls. Even me, every single day coming onto this podcast is still me getting out of my comfort zone. Every single day showing up is me getting out of my comfort zone. And so you need to ask yourself, what is holding you back? What could happen if you took the leap? And just think on that. I know the transformation that the girls who work with me can get, and I've seen the capability that these women have. And all it takes is just that mindset shift. So now the choice is up to you. Anyways, girls, I will speak to you in our next episode. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll see you then. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you are a regular listener, I would would so love if you could leave me an iTunes review. For more manifestation secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram at Kimberly Wenya. Until next time, big love, Kimberly.